until the end, to see it until the second part and to see the details. I would like to greet you during this event, and the first experiment is connected to young children, and there will be about a tale. Actually, it's an Aesop fable about the fox and the stork. So in a nutshell, this tale is about the meeting of a fox and a stork. And in the first case, the fox invited the stork, but there was an unfriendly event because the stork found the food on a flat table, flat plate. So he also decided to invite the fox to his dinner. So therefore, the fox should get his food from a flask which is with a very narrow opening, a narrow bottleneck. So the first part, there will be an experiment about the flask which is will be used to serve the food, which is the egg. And the egg should be served to the fox. And first, this egg is going to be peeled out, how the physicists usually do it, so you can watch it through the television. So you take off the skin from both sides, and then with a useful way, you can blow out the rest of the egg, and then you have almost all the egg, practically, in one move. And now we will try to put this egg into the flask. This never works out so good, so I try another one, especially because it should be a little bit more beautiful and to look at.
Az a lényege, hogy a tojás feltálalásának az egyik... Ajaj, úgy látszik.
Unfortunately, even the second egg broke in parts.
There are lots of eggs,
so one of them will work out, hopefully.
Főtojás, természetesen főtojás.
So of course, it's with boiled eggs.
Ez jobbnak tűnik. Egy kis vizet teszünk alá.
Probably this will be okay, and let's put some water on it. And the main idea is...
Azt hiszem, hogy kezdünk egy másikat.
So read the first.
Vizet teszünk alá, az segíti a pucolást. Tudják, a surlódási tényezőnek a leküzdéséhez a víz sokat segít.
So we need water because that reduces friction, so hopefully we can... That will help us in order to peel our egg.
Az, hogy a róka érkezése előtt a vója azt mondta, hogy ejha, fizika órára jártam, és próbáljuk meg ezt a...
So the stork would like to use his knowledge about physics before the fox arrives.
Alakul, most már
and hopefully this egg is going to be intact. So its outer skin is also remaining, so probably this will work for us. So this will be placed in order, so it's now it's wet. But the stork would like to push it into this flask. The problem is that it doesn't fit, it cannot go in.
And so
as you push it in, there will be more and more pressure from inside, so that will be an obstacle in order to push the egg inside. So this comes to the point that you have to decrease the volume, you have to decrease the temperature of the gas inside the flask in order to reduce its volume. So in order to do that, we are going to use liquefied nitrogen, which is extremely cold, and then we will put this flask inside the nitrogen. And as soon as the gas inside the flask cools down, then its volume will decrease to a fraction. And this will just draw in the egg inside, hopefully. And in order to cool down all the sides of this flask, then without pushing the egg, then it is going to be drawn in, and it is, as you can see clearly, see it is getting inside gradually.
So now
the reason for moving the egg inside.
Is
that the difference between the pressures from the outside and inside moves the egg inside.
But apparently,
but the fox also went to physics class in the school. So to get the egg outside, you need some hot water. So if you pour some hot water on the outer surface, then the gas is going to expand. And if you're lucky enough, then the egg is going to be pushed out using this.
Yes.
Now it is getting...
Egy másik alkalommal lesz, majd meg fogom mutatni.
A lényeg unfortunately, the experiment didn't work out perfectly, but what we were expecting is
that
probably the reason for the failure in the second part is that the egg froze after the whenever we were cooling down the flask. The second experiment is going to be a toy for children. First of all, let's look at a propeller, which you could attach to a balloon. First, let me blow it up. And if we connect it and let it go, and let's see what happens with it. It didn't fly away, but it is somehow flying. According to a law by Murphy, whatever didn't work out, you have to repeat it. So let's try it a second time using another balloon.
Nézzük meg még egyszer a kísérletet.
Let's try once again.
Na még egyszer akkor. Az elindítás pillanatában. Jó. Hát ilyenkor szoktam azt mondani, hogy good evening, Mr. Murphy. Úgyhogy ez azt jelenti,
this is when I usually say good evening, Mr. Murphy, because probably you are together with us.
Tulajdonképpen a következő kísérletünk.
So let us turn to our next experiment.
Egy olyan kísérlet lesz, ami azt szeretném megmutatni, hogy
this experiment I would like to show how in good old times people were trying to produce fire. Today you just take a match, and then you can open fire very fast. In those days, we're taking a piece of wood, another piece of wood, and they were trying to rub them together. And if you rub them together in an efficient way, there should be some heat produced. So this is the effect when mechanical energy is converted into heat. After little move, but with strong move, you will see that there is enough heat coming out, especially with some smoke. And people were asking me not to make a real fire, but it was getting hot.
Igen, nagy fizikai erő kell ahhoz, hogy ez a
but
dolog
we need a lot of pressure, when a lot of force to do this. In order to do this much easier than today, you can use
an
electric drill.
És akkor annyi csak a tennivalunk, hogy
that produces it is much more efficient.
És akkor, amit látják, ez nem is.
And then you don't really need lots of energy, lots of manpower, muscle power. But electric drill, the electric drill works much faster. And afterwards, I'm not getting so much tired as in the previous case.
Ugye mindenki elgondolhatja, hogy ezzel a módszerrel, hogyha megmaradunk a módszerrel, akkor mennyivel egyszerűbb ez a második. Tehát
and obviously, the second method is a lot easier. Because we have the main supply in your home, and so the ability of doing work can be replaced by some machines.
A következő kísérlet.
In the next case, in the next experiment, I would like to use some help.
Ebben a kísérletben az volt a fő lényeg, hogy a mechanikai munkát átalakítottuk hővé.
In the previous experiment, we converted mechanical energy into heat. And in our next experiment, we are going to convert heat into mechanical work. For this, we need a plastic bottle that you usually just throw out after usage. Even all throughout the world, this is a big problem because it produces a lot of waste.
Nagyon sok ideig nem fog
and
lebomlani,
it's very it is produced out of some material which doesn't disappear so easily, and it's a very expensive object. So now I will show what other things you can do with it. So this particular bottle has been prepared a little bit. I put in some gas in it with a high pressure.
Hogyha megpróbáljuk ezt a palackot összenyomni, ez egy
nagyon this is so much that it is very hard to compress it by hand.
De megkérem, hogy segítsenek abban, hogy most közösen nézni fogjuk ezt a palackot, és mindenki
but I would like to ask your help, and if we watch it, then together we can compress it. In order to make this more successful, I need a little bit of liquid nitrogen in here.
Ez a nitrogén az alját le fogja hűteni.
And this will cool down the bottom of this bottle.
Meg fog jelenni rögtön egy kis cseppfolyósodott gáz az alján.
Some liquefied gas appears within the bottle.
Benne egyre kisebb és kisebb lesz a nyomás.
As this liquid appears, the pressure will decrease within. Now this has been squeezed just by cooling down so small, because the most of the gas has been liquefied. So what we can see is that the gas shrinks by cooling up to condensation. And in order to show that the environment can make this bottle to recover, then we need three people in front in order to show how this can be how the environment can be used to recover its shape. And first let us put down this board, this wooden board. I ask the three people to step on top of this board, the two gentlemen at the two sides and the lady in the middle. And during the time, I will help in taking balance. This gas is going, the whole bottle is going to get heat from the environment, and as this takes place, the liquid which is inside will just vaporize. It's going to be converted into gas,
and
as the gas expands and the time passes, more and more heat is gathered together, and all these three people will be lifted up, and then you can clearly see, although they are just taking balance, but they are really, they have been lifted up.
Ahogy a folyadék szétfolyik, a padló az szépen elkezdi melengetni. Azt hiszem, hogyha egy kicsit jobbra, balra billegtetem, ez azért ez szépen látszik.
So you can clearly see by the end that Now the flask, the bottle is now recovered its original shape, original size, and so they have been lifted up to considerable height.
Akkor azt hiszem, jól lehet látni, hogy megint csak kellően nagy nyomás van benne, és még a folyadék,
you will see that the bottle is almost perfectly producing that size and that pressure. As time passes and all the energy is recovered, then all the liquid will disappear and the gas will come back to its original state.
Ez a két deszka lesz.
In the next experiment, I will use these two
boards
and an additional plastic bottle in which I made a good preparation in the cup. And first I squeeze it into a small size. I put the flask, the bottle in between the two
boards.
I would like to draw your attention how much these bottles can resist, how much
a másik oldalát is megszorítjuk, tehát úgy is mondhatnánk, hogy kutyaszorítóba tettük ezt a palackot.
Deformation can they survive. And now we put this bottle, this bottle within these two boards, and
ezt a kupakot el fogom helyezni ennek az edénynek a száján.
We squeeze the clamps, and so now we have to close the
másik kísérletet fogok elkezdeni bemutatni,
the cup of the bottle, and in order to increase the tension, first I do another experiment, or I start another experiment in the meantime, and then come back to this later on. Next we will see that we have this barrel. We have a barrel which is fairly large, and there is some water in this barrel. And now we start to heat it up in order to boil all the water inside the barrel.
Vízgőz legyen csak, tehát a levegőt.
And we try to boil so much that there will be only water and on top of it just vapor and no air within the barrel. So that is our aim, and this takes some time. Therefore, we have to start this experiment a little bit beforehand.
A magára hagyás után pedig visszatérünk az eredeti kísérletünkre.
So let's come back to our previous experiment. Meanwhile, this boiling is taking place. And now we take this pump that is used for cars to blow up the tires of the of cars. So now I attach it to the cup of the bottle. Now I try to pump up the bottle.
Ami biztos, én ez egy kicsit távolabb megyek tőle, mert már elvégeztem egy párszor a kísérletet.
Now let's see how it looks. I have to step a little bit behind, because I've done this experiment several times, and I might have to do this. And as we can see, there is air going into the bottle.
Ahogy közelhajolva megnézzük ezt a palackot, annyit lehet látni, hogy egyre jobban és jobban kezdi szétfeszíteni ezt a két deszkát. Közöttük már lényegesen nagyobb a távolság, mint a kísérletben.
Exert a lot of force and a large amount of force to the surrounding, and we can see clearly that the board is now distorted. And now we see that the board is really distorted, and as we blow enough air into the bottle, maybe it hasn't been squeezed enough, we expect.
Hát itt megállunk, mert sajnos nem a fa adta meg magát, mindjárt megmutatom.
Unfortunately, the clamp worked bad.
Hanem az asztalos szorító nem bírta.
And what we see that the clamp has been so much deformed that you could never do that by hand. we can clearly see that this is really a bad thing, and it's even worse. I mean, it's not so spectacular, but it seems that it's a lot, you need a lot stronger clamping.
Nem próbálom meg, maradjunk, jobb, az, jobb a békesség. És
I tried to open it, but probably it's better to leave it like that.
Gázok összenyomásához munkavégzés szükséges.
And you know, we need a lot of air in order to compress air, so I have to take a breath now. I have to, I got a little bit tired.
A kísérletünkben még egy körülbelül 2-3 perc, amíg a
we still have some few minutes.
Addig szeretnék megmutatni egy olyan
before the boiling takes place in the barrel.
Nagyon hideg anyag a
so let's in the meantime look at another material that is very cold. It's called dry ice. This is the
-78 fok hideg.
Ice of carbon dioxide,
and
it's, you shouldn't touch it with hand, at least for a long time.
Mi tudják, mi azért egy kicsit másmilyen tudással vagyunk fölvértezve, adott esetben ilyen para dolgokat is tudhatunk.
So now we put a little bit into this
száraz eget ebbe a lumbikba is.
This,
és a száraz égben annyit szeretnék elmondani, ugye, hogy
what you have to know about this
és szobanyomáson, hogyha
is
magára
that
hagyjuk,
room temperature, if you leave it,
sublimál.
At a room temperature,
a
room pressure,
amely a szilárd halmaz állapotból teljes egészében
so
gázneművé fog válni, annélkül, hogy folyadék halmaz állapot
megjelenne.
A folyadék halmaz állapot, hogy mennyire nem jelenik meg,
intermediate liquid
azt hiszem, hogy jól lehet látni, hogy én megpróbálom megbillenteni egy kicsit.
And I try to move a little bit this ice pieces, and you will see that there is no liquid between.
Nem keletkezik folyadék. Az lenne a kérésem, hogy most tegye fel a kezét az, aki elhiszi azt, hogy itt száraz égből egy olyan szintelen, szaktalan gáz keletkezik.
So please put up your hands if you believe that you really see what is produced here is a non
a
type of gas which you cannot see and you cannot smell.
Tehát ez nagyon fontos, hogy ezt megértsük, hogy kiállva a tanár, a dobogóra azt mondja, hogy így és így emlékezhettek meg, higgyétek el. Ez nem viszi előre a fizikatanítást.
It's not enough to believe what people say.
Működjön, kísérleteket kell megmutatni.
But we need experiments to prove
the statements. Ezek a kísérleteknél meg lehet mutatni. Tehát a fizikus, amikor valamit ki akar mutatni, úgy mondjuk, hogy detektálni, idegen szóval, egy úgynevezett detektort kell építenünk, egy olyan detektort jelen esetben, amit úgy hívunk, hogy gázfejlődés jelző detektor.
We have to produce something. In this case, we have to make a gas.
És hogyha valaki nem hiszi el, hogy itt keletkezik gáz, az nézze a gázfejlődés jelző detektor, ennek a méret változása arra utal, hogy a gáz az növekszik, nagyobb mennyiség keletkezik belőle.
Előtt
az idő, hogy áttérjünk arra a kísérletre, amely ott össze van állítva.
A
kísérlet jelen stádiumában azt látjuk, hogy a gáz
and now we can see that vapor is coming out. So the 1 to 1.5 liters of water have boiled out. So this is the signature of the boiling is this vapor coming out. And now I turn off the gas, and now I try to. Yes, now the right now the gas is turned off. And now we also close the opening up there. And now we start to cool it down with a sip of cool water. And the result, as a result, there will be a condensation within this 30-liter barrel. Before the cooling, there was water, boiling water, and vapor on top. And since the condensation due to cooling takes place, then what happens is that the condensation will leave vacuum without after cooling, and so vacuum will be formed in on top of the water in the barrel. And I hope after this you will take some physics book at night to learn all the details. Now we need a little bit longer time to cool.
Itt az alján megnéznénk az alját, hogy milyen állapotban van. Minden bizonnyal azt fogjuk látni, hogy az alja befelé horpad.
Egyébként ez egy egész kicsit kifelé domború volt. Bottom, the bottom of the barrel, and it should be already curved inside.
Most még egyelőre semmi sincs.
Hopefully, but we don't see too much.
Én nekem is az adrenalin szintem elég kellően magas.
And I am also very excited, but I hope it should be done. What should happen is that usually happens in these cases. So the cooling should be done very slowly.
Azt, hogy forra víz, mert annak hatására, hogy a vizet én elkezdem az edény alját hűteni, a víz belül még forrásba jön. Ugye lecsökken a nyomás, és ennek hatására
and
még
kor, ezért aztán el kell érni, hogy a hordon jó alaposan lehűtjük. The temperature is decreasing, then the pressure is decreasing inside, and that increasing, that increases, that produces boiling again. So the boiling continues in principle.
Én azt mondom, hogy fizikai kísérletekben a hőtan az egy olyan, ahol sokat kell néha várni.
Usually in experiments, thermodynamics is type of produces experiments that where you have to wait and you cannot make it faster.
Az a helyzet, hogy mostanára eléggé jól lehűlt, ugye tapogatásból ez derül ki. Úgy hiszem, hogy
the temperature decreases very much. I guess it has cooled down.
Látunk különösebben semmit. Hát szerintem azért, mert ez a hordó erős.
Probably the reason why we don't see anything is that the material is very strong. And this barrel is strong enough to resist against deformation.
Megtartani magában ezt az alapot.
We hope that sooner or later it will not be able to keep its shape.
Az az igazság, hogy az udvaron ezt egy kicsit bővebb vízzel sokkal gyorsabban el lehet végezni, meg esetleg egy nagyobb fordulóval.
The courtyard probably you could do it with a lot more water and a lot faster with a larger stream of water.
Azt hiszem, a kísérletünket folytathatjuk úgy is, hogy megharagudtam erre a hordóra. És én egy kicsit oldalba fogom vágni. Hoppá! Hát... nagyon kellemetlen helyzetben vagyok. Mert hogy tegnap ennél sokkal kisebb ütés hatására.
Yesterday I did the same experiment.
Most sajnos nem tudunk más tenni.
And it resulted in a much smaller hit.
Az asztal egy lukon keresztül, az ami az alján van egy lyuk. Talán megkeressük, hogy pontosan hol van.
Probably there is a hole in the bottom which doesn't allow us to produce a beautiful experiment.
Mindjárt meg fogom mutatni a hordót.
But now I will try to show the barrel from yesterday, which is a lot more, which worked for us a lot better.
Akik néha bizony ilyen kísérleteket látnak, mert a kísérlet ördöge mindig ott van. Tehát Ezt ezerszer elpróbálhatja az ember, ezer egyszerre nem fog esetleg sikerülni, egy
szaporságokon
mutat, de ez a kísérlet maradt meg bennünk állandóan legjobban,
nem sikerül. And sometimes the next time.
Pontosan azért végeztem a kísérletet, hogy lássam időben, hol jutunk. Hát így végeztem.
I tried yesterday to find out the timing, timescale of this experiment.
Na remélem elhiszik, hogy nem a fejemmel horpattottam el.
Hopefully you believe that I didn't squeeze it with my head, but I did exactly the same procedure like today.
A döbbenetes az, hogy amikor elgondolkodtam, hogy elvégzem a kísérletet, a két hordót gorcső alá vettem, és ez az, amelyik sokkal rozsdásabbnak tűnik, tehát az az, amelyik sokkal egészségesebb. Ha megnézik,
and what I was trying to find, which barrels to use for the experiment, I used the other one, and it looked like in a worse shape, and, but unfortunately it didn't work out today.
Következő kísérlet.
So let us look at the next experiment.
Nitrogén, egy kicsit kezet fogok mosni. No. Tehát ismét cseppfolyós nitrogénnel fogunk kísérletezni. Illetve visszatérünk a detektorunkhoz.
Let us go back to our detector, gasing detector, and it has shown that the balloon has been blown up.
And
let me turn it to a side to see, to show that there is no liquid appearing, but the only thing which was produced was a gas, which you can see, within the balloon. And now I will show you how to melt the dry ice, because this is not impossible. But now we take a little container, which is useful,
used for that.
On top of it, we will put it into this container, in which it stops, and which has a double wall, and it has to be closed very, very well. And now if we look at it, then we will see
hogy a száraz jég egyelőre még nem nedvesíti az edénynek az oldalát.
That the dry ice doesn't start to make the walls of the
száraz jég ugyancsak sublimál, de a gáz nem tud szabadon távol
of the glass wet.
Ezért aztán bent meg fog növekedni a nyomás.
Since the sublimation, as a product of sublimation, the gas is produced, but since it cannot leave the place, so it is going to increase the pressure. And since the increase of pressure will produce a liquid, so we need an increase of pressure. And as long as this container is closed, then liquid phase can appear. Sooner or later, some liquid droplets will appear and will turn down, will flow down the walls. Because of a little bit of vaporization, we cannot see too much, but in the meantime we will see.
És csöpög majd lefelé a olvat folyadék. Most folyott ez így körbe.
The first droplet appeared. As we can clearly see, it looks like some liquid, and then at the bottom, the liquefied carbon dioxide starts to
egyre jobban és jobban szaporodik, gyűlik föl. Látjuk, hogy ez a száraz jég itt még
so now within the with the pressure, now we have liquefied carbon dioxide.
Alját, azt is látja, hogy a száraz jég
and if you look at this bottom,
elkezd forni.
That this liquid immediately boils.
Azt jelenti, hogy ha valaki be tudna menni ebbe az edénybe, megmérni itt fölül az olvadás hőmérsékletét,
which means that if you look at the melting temperature of carbon dioxide and the boiling temperature of carbon dioxide, is exactly the same. So in physics, sometimes it may happen that the hot and cold can be right at the same temperature. At this particular point, these three phases, solid, liquid, and gas, appear right at the same temperature.
The next part,
let us let a little bit of gas out from here.
Ekkor azt fogjuk hallani, hogy egyrészt, hogy sziszeg.
And then we will see some sound as the gas leaves. And if you do it slowly, nevertheless, the boiling is very fast. So during boiling, it gets frozen.
Akkor megint so this is
freezing using boiling. And then as you take it out, it's again, you can see that this is a solid dry ice. Apparently we have more
dry ice in it.
But since the boiling produces a different texture within the solid, and this is more like a snow, so a little bit more gas is contained inside the solid. So this the amount of mass is even smaller, but the volume is larger of the solid gas, solid carbon dioxide.
And the whiteness of this solid changes a little bit. És a tél végén a rásüt a hó a napra,
this is similar
how az elkezd megolvadni, és az alján megjelenik a latyak, amit nem sokára
melting,
mi is tapasztalni, hogy még egyszer olvadásba kerül ez az anyag,
és a legalján, whiter, just like in wintertime.
A legalján megint megjelenik a folyadékfázis. Föltetik a kérdést, hogy nem félek-e elvégezni ezt a kísérletet, mekkora nyomást, amit itt tapasztalunk. A
am I not afraid of doing this experiment? What is the pressure inside this container? The dry ice is minus 78 degrees centigrade. And the temperature goes up to 55.1 degrees centigrade minus. But also the pressure goes up by 5 times atmospheric pressure as long as all the three phases of matter is still in the container. In this case, this is in the so-called triple point up to the right,
to the left. Ha eltűnik az egyik fázis, mondjuk a szilárd fázis várhatóan azt fog legelsőnek eltűnni, akkor azt fogják látni, hogy én befújok az asztal alá, és kikúszok, fedezékbe vonok, mert
as soon as one of the phase disappears, then you will see that you will I have to run out of the place, because then even 70 times the atmospheric pressure can be produced in this point. So one has to be careful about this triple point.
Azt hiszem, hogy ezen érdemes elgondolkodni.
It's useful to
kísérletünkben
to think about this triple point.
Azt is, hogy az anyagokra nézve, vagy az állapotváltozásokra nézve el tudunk érni úgynevezett irreverzibilis és reverzibilis folyamatokat.
Using this experiment or a similar experiment, I will be able to produce reversible processes.
Ha most el tudnánk érni azt, hogy a környezet lehűtse ezt a szárazéget,
right now, if you, as you could see, there is a gaseous carbon dioxide produced, as shown by the detector. And if we can cool down the temperature of this flask, then we will see that the gas disappears and only dry ice will be recovered as started from.
Ahol az üvegedényfala minusz 78 fokig alá süllyed,
de decreases, the temperature of the flask decreases, and as soon as the temperature goes below minus 78 degrees centigrade, then there will be
a száraz jég csak addig csapódik le, ameddig a nitrogén fürdő
ég, hiszen
az üveg nagyon rossz hővezető, és ennek eredményeként fölötte már nem tudjuk minusz 78 fok alá hűteni.
Unfortunately, the glass is not a good heat conductor, so it's not so easy to do this.
És azt fogjuk tapasztalni, hogy a gázfejlődés jelző detektorok átmunkás eltűnés jelző detektorra. nitrogen.
As I, we can clearly see the degassing detector shows how the gas disappears.
And
as we can clearly see, the pressure decreases so much that all the blue goes inside, and it is going to pad the flask from inside without any gap. Remember, the gas is, the balloon was blown up by the gas, and now because all the gas contracted down into solid dry ice, then this balloon padded the flask so much, so completely, that it that is much more efficient than any other method to do this. As you could see, you could have seen the decrease of the temperature reversed the process that we did at the beginning.
Megtetszett előzni a kérdésemet, de akkor foglalkozzunk ezzel. Tehát akkor mi az, amit láttunk? Láttuk azt, hogy a száraz jég a sublimál, azt is láttuk, hogy a száraz jég sublimációja egy speciális körülmények között megfordítható.
Under some circumstances you can reverse this sublimation, which is deposition.
Elkezdtem volna. Hogyha csak idáig jutnánk a fizika órán, akkor azt mondanám, hogy felesleges volt fizikát.
We would have arrived to this point and that would be useless.
But
let us use this, the law of sublimation for some useful processes.
Soha nem jutott még kulináris örömökhez.
And put up your hands if you didn't, you have never used sublimation. Whoever didn't put up your hands, then I can ask you what type of experience you have in the kitchen about sublimation. Well, whatever you do, you buy condensed milk or instant coffee, instant soup. How do they do it? One of the ways you could do is that you produce a soup and then you boil it up until all the water boils out. But this is not a good method because what is left is not eatable. The other way too, you could do it, you have to freeze it into some very shallow plates down to minus 20 degrees centigrade, and then you put it into a chamber in which you can produce vacuum. Whenever you decrease pressure, at low pressure, the ice starts to sublimate, the real ice starts to sublimate, and this ice is going to disappear from the frozen soup. This is called lyophilization. This is the way you can produce instant coffee or instant soup.
A körülötte levő nyomást megnöveltük.
For carbon dioxide, we have to increase the pressure. For ice, for water, we have to freeze it and then decrease the pressure.
Elmondom azt is, hogy tessék megfigyelni, jön a tél, ha az ember télen kimossa a ruhát, és egy ilyen fagyos éjszakán kirakja száradni, akkor
ladies,
nem azt fogjuk tapasztalni, hogy belefagy a víz, hanem egy idő után annak ellen, hogy jóval hidegebb van, mint
if you wash out clothes and you start hang it out to dry, then in cold weather you can also use this, that even though something was frozen, even then it gets dry under open air at low temperatures. And I have to tell you that the newest event is going to be, newest invention, is that to produce lyophilization of water is to produce something when you add water to it and you produce water. And as you could see, the flask is starting to warm up. And again, it starts to show the appearance of gas, which is sublimated from dry ice. And as time passes, again, we see the appearance of carbon dioxide. And I guess these experiments are very spectacular.
Hogy természetesen senki ne gondolja, hogy most már erről a dologról mindent tud. Tehát ezek csak ilyen étvágykeresztő kísérletek.
You know everything about all these experiments and all these phenomena.
Ezzel az adósággal szeretnék.
Lots of beszéltem most már details that we don't know yet.
Több kísérletben, de magát a cseppfolyós nitrogént még nem mutattam.
Now I have a depth. I have to explain you how liquefied nitrogen.
Nagyon hideg folyadék.
Looks like
a levegő cseppfolyósításával állítják elő. A cseppfolyósításkor meg kell szabadulni
liquefying normal air, and you have to separate it into constituents, oxygen and nitrogen. You have to make a distillation in order to produce liquid nitrogen. And this is an extremely cold liquid. This is a very cold liquid, and this is how you can watch it. This is again a double-walled container, and it is boiling very fast, very vigorously, because this flask is very hot compared to its temperature. So it is trying to cool the container. And as soon as this cooling down is effective, then the fast boiling is going to slow down. It's not going to be boiling so much. But then we will see that liquid nitrogen looks like water. It doesn't have any color. So it's a very simple liquid. Now let me talk about this container. Many times what you have to do is that you have to produce a container which prevents heat getting into the container, so therefore it has to be a double walled. So the outer and the inner wall is separated by a gap. So we have a double walled container, so there is completely vacuum between the two walls, and that prevents heat conduction between the two walls.
Also
convection can produce some heat transfer, and the third version
is
radiation.
Ugye a hősugárzáshoz nem szükséges.
But radiation can be also reduced. Perhaps you know that radiation can be done, can come from stars, for instance, from our star, and this is radiation. And now, in this
hogy hogyan néz ki a cseppfolyós nitrogén.
Tehát within this,
ez nem lenne feladat, akkor belülről meg kívülről
this container, the issue is to show how liquid nitrogen looks like, but in order to prevent radiation, we can be stopped by using, for instance, a surface which is amalgamated, and then you couldn't watch inside. That would be called a Dewar flask. In the next experiment,
plakont és egy dugó. Ebből a cseppfolyós nitrogénből egy keveset fogok.
Let's take a little bottle and a little cork or plug. Let me put a little bit of liquid nitrogen within.
Ez a cseppfolyós nitrogén.
And if we watch it, we see that it is boiling.
Ezt befogom, akkor amint látjuk, egyre nagyobb és nagyobb
a lot of gas is appearing.
It's produced. De hál' Istennek én készültem egy másik dugónk is. Tehát átöntöm a cseppfolyós nitrogént.
Unfortunately, there is a little hole in this flask, but in the other one I hope it will work. You clearly see that it blows out some gas, and then I will close it with this cork, and it just shoots out
nyomás,
the cork.
The
increase of the pressure
dugó,
is so much,
az nem tud benne maradni,
and the cork cannot stay inside, and it just flies out.
Rövidesen.
Sooner or later.
Úgy.
If it takes longer, then it will be faster. It will be more vigorous.
Ez a dugó, ez szépen kivetődött. Most nézzük meg, hogy a kísérleti eszközeinkből, tehát itt a, azt szeretném megmutatni, hogy a cseppfolyós nitrogén, a palack és a dugó ugyanaz marad.
Another experiment in which I change a little bit. I put it upside down. then the whole thing will go even much faster.
Teljesen más véget ért, tehát sokkal magasabbra ment föl ez a palack, és hogyha szeretnénk megérteni, hogy mi volt a kettő között a lényeges különbség, akkor a következőt kell
the difference is the following.
Amikor én ebbe beleöntöttem a cseppfolyós
hidrogént, és lezártam egy dugóval, within this flask, within this bottle, and I closed it with the cork, and the pressure increased, which blew out the cork. But then the acceleration of the cork just stopped, because it just flew out. But if you turn it upside down, it is completely different. First of all, let's look at that the cork is about 10 times as heavy as the flask. And in upside down, the flask is a lot lighter, so it can be accelerated to a much higher velocity. But the reason for this acceleration is that as soon as I turn it upside down, that there is a lot more nitrogen is collected above the flask, and the liquid nitrogen running out from the flask behaves just like a rocket effect, and it is going to increase the velocity or the acceleration of the bottle a lot better than in the first case. So let us repeat the experiment again now after explaining the details, having explained the details. I have to be careful not to put too much in it, too much liquid nitrogen in it. As you can see, upside down produces an enormous acceleration, and there is a huge initial velocity, and the height achieved by the flask is very high. And whenever I show this experiment, I try to explain momentum conservation and energy conservation during these experiments. Right now I would like to add that one can show a little bit modified experiment. Again, now we add put some liquid nitrogen into the bottle. Now we put a lot more liquid nitrogen in it, almost fully. Fill it up completely, and now I put a cork which contains a pipe in it, which is relatively having a very huge and so a fountain is produced out of liquid nitrogen.
A tapasztalatom az, hogy a hallgatóság ezt a kísérletet később úgy szokta visszaadni, hogy igen, volt ott egy fazon, a jó pofán volt.
Usually the audience later on remembers this whole thing about a guy who was squirting with liquid nitrogen. But I hope that the audience here will try to understand the details of this experiment, not only the spectacular part. Please remember that first when I put the cork inside, then I close it, and that increases the pressure within. In the beginning, there is this pressure just above the liquid nitrogen, which has some volume. And that pressure, the pressure increases. Perhaps you remember that P times delta V, pressure times volume, is a quantity which has a unit of energy. So the heating up of liquid nitrogen produces an increase of pressure, so that produces an addition of thermodynamic energy due to pressure. Now, on the basis of this pressure that produces the motion of the liquid coming out as a fountain, So it increases to a kinetic energy. It is converted, this pressure energy is converted into a kinetic energy to the motion of the liquefied nitrogen. So first heat is converted into pressure, pressure is converted into kinetic energy, and then finally that is converted into the motion of the liquid nitrogen flowing up very high, that is changed into potential energy. So there are four types of conversions of energies that I hope that you are going to dream of later on. So therefore, let me repeat the experiment again so that you can see the details of how energy is converted from one to the other. And then we can watch how different types of energies can be formed. Right now there is no kinetic energy in the beginning. As soon as this then a big cloud is produced. And so we see someone from the audience, but our lecturer has disappeared. And he came in with a cup of coffee. First of all, it is very hot, so I usually drink coffee right this time. And I drink coffee right now. You have to forgive me. But meanwhile, I'm drinking the coffee. I would have to treat everyone here with some hot chocolate or coffee. But at this audience, I shouldn't be doing drinking coffee only, just talking, but instead I should speak about physics. But now with this cup and this spoon, I can do an experiment. In a physics conference, I've shown this experiment. And afterwards, at the buffet, all the service people were very unhappy about this experiment. You will see soon. So this is good for relaxation,
as well as
refresh myself. So watch this cup and the spoon, and I try to make some sound out of the spoon and of the as you can hear, there are two kinds of notes that you can produce, and there is an interesting amount of physics in there. And let's see how this two types of notes can be produced. Look at the cup. This is a more or less flexible material, so whenever I hit it, then some sound can be produced. And if I hit it in a certain place, there is a lower, and then another place there is a higher tone. 90 degrees from the holder, or 180, or 270 degrees, the same note is produced, and that is due to a standing wave that appears because of the hitting with the spoon. And that produces antinodes right at 90 degrees. In that case, the holder is also included into the vibration. If I hit the cup in a different place, then I will have a little bit different place, since it produces a node right at the position of the holder, so at the ear of the cup. So therefore, this must have a higher frequency, because the mass which is participating in this vibration is different. So this is how you can make physics out of a cup.
Szeretnék mesélni arról.
So in the next experiment.
Képzés, hogy történik. A hangképzés úgy történik, az ember vesz egy nagy levegőt, beszívja a levegőt, és itt a égénél rezgést kell.
So the way how voice is produced. The voice is produced using your throat. And you always feel the, in the place in your neck there is a vibration. If you are producing a voice A, then you can feel how this vibration is taking place. And this voice, this vibration, reaches a cavity within your head that produces a voice. People having a shorter neck, that produces a lower voice, and a larger one produces a high voice, a lower note, sorry. So the characteristic length within your neck, within your cavity, changes the frequency or produces a characteristic frequency of your voice. And there is a way to do this. There is a way to change the characteristic length scales. That's one way to change the frequency of your voice. But there is another way to do this. For instance, if we change the velocity of the sound within the cavity, your nasal cavity, then you can change the voice of your the frequency of your voice. I have two balloons here, and using the gas within these contained inside these balloons, which is helium, and the velocity of sound is a lot larger than in normal air. Now I breathe in some helium, and then we'll see the effect.
Kifújom a tüdőmből az összes levegőt,
és akkor elkezdek önökhöz beszélni. And now I start to talk in a completely different sound.
Hogy most nem a hangtechnikusok jópofáskodnak, hanem egy fizikai jelenség.
An interesting thing is that it's not the sound engineer which makes this sound alter our mind sound.
980
méter per szekundum,
ennek eredményeként a of sound with a helium is 980 meters per second, which is about three times the velocity of normal velocity in air. So therefore, it changes the frequency that I can produce in my nasal cavity.
Természetesen, hogyha az ember kiszellőzteti a tüdejét,
but if you breathe quite a bit, then you get back your original voice.
Én hoztam még egy léggömböt, de amit látom, nagyon tetszett többeknek, ezért nem csak azt szeretném megmutatni, hogy még egyszer, hogy ez hogy is szól, hanem azt szeretném megmutatni, hogyha otthon valakinek egy babazsúrja van,
yeah, I also want to show you that whenever you make a birthday party at home, then you could do a way how to, you could produce a nice surprise using helium. First you have to buy a balloon which is flying up. Most probably those balloons contains helium. Sometimes they put hydrogen in it, which looks very nice. But that could be very dangerous, unfortunately. Right now there is no way. You shouldn't be afraid, because they never put hydrogen any longer into these balloons. So whenever they are flying up, they should contain helium. So people have to be quiet. Your audience should be quiet. So if you want to talk, if you want to produce a good effect, then you have to remember that you want to say something.
hogy nagyon gyorsan megszökjön a hélium, nagyon egyszerűen meg lehet tenni, kézen állunk.
So if you don't want the helium to leave your body too fast, then you have to stand on your hands. And in that case, the helium will not leave your lungs so fast. So first you breathe out.
És amikor elkezdünk beszélni, akkor azt hiszem mindenki meg fogja érteni, hogy a fizika mégis csak egy
after we start speaking, then people will be very happy to understand that physics can make some very exciting and amusing results.
Egy olyan érdekes dolgát tudunk megmutatni, ami közismert kísérletezünk.
This is showing us part of physics which is oh, we still have our gas.
Következőkben, ha már ez ilyen szép nagyra felfúvódott, akkor egy kísérletet szeretnék megmutatni.
Next, let me do a good experiment. Let's remember there is carbon dioxide in it. In the other one.
Ebben a másikban egy kicsi héliummal kever, de azért levegő van.
There is air, mixed up with a little bit of helium.
A kettőnek a térfogatát megszavazzuk egyformának?
Roughly with the same volume.
Hát ezt most kivételesen sajnálom, mert a kísérlet úgy nézett volna ki, hogy a két léggömböt egyszerre kéne leejteni, és az egyikben széndioxid gáz van, a másikban levegő.
If we use these two balloons with the same volume and we drop them, then the one containing a gas which has a little bit higher density would fall faster. And for instance, carbon dioxide is one of those, but unfortunately it blew up. But I have another idea now.
Akkor meglepően nagy mennyiségű gáz keletkezik belőle. Akkor föl lehet ezt arra használni, hogy a cseppfolyós nitrogént beletöltjük a léggömbbe, és akkor
so first let us
a léggömböt, és az majd szép nagyra fölfújja.
Put some liquid nitrogen into a balloon.
Itt van egy ilyen kis cseppfolyós.
And if we put in nitrogen into the balloon, then as it melts, it is supposedly
az a gáz, amiről beszéltem, ezt most befogom, elkezdjük rázni. Amint látják, a cseppfolyós nitrogéntől ez a palac, ez a
and it blew up, unfortunately.
Megismétlem, mert van még légöm.
But I have another one to show.
Nem tudott fölfúvódni akkorára, mint amekkorára mi szerettük volna.
Unfortunately, it didn't blow. It didn't get inflated to such a size that I wanted to. So first let us close it.
Amint látják, de van nála másik léggömb, úgyhogy megmutatom, hogy pontosan mi történik. Itt van egy kis cseppfolyós nitrogén. Ebbe a cseppfolyós nitrogénbe bele fogom tenni azt a léggömböt, amit, hogyha én így megnyújtok, aztán mindenki látja, hogy rugalmas.
This is a
ha most én ezt bedobom ide cseppfolyós nitrogén alá, és megfagyasztom,
and if I cool it down to the temperature of liquid nitrogen, it's flexible. It looks like it breaks because of the very cold temperature.
Nitrogén hőmérsékletétől alacsony hőmérsékletű marad ez a léggömb.
As long as
megmelegítem ezt a darabkát, amit az
the temperature is so low,
a szélein nagyon szép töretek, figyeltök meg, de ez most már újból
it was completely rigid, but as you warm it up, it becomes flexible again. The properties of material being, for instance, flexible, this is not perfectly true because sometimes you have rigid or flexible state, but as temperature or other parameters change, then this state can change also.
És azt, hogy a cseppfolyós nitrogén az asszonyok otthon a takarításban hogyan tudnák hasznosítani.
So let's try to use liquid nitrogen for cleaning at home.
Akkor nagyon furcsán viselkedik.
If you pour it out, it has a very unusual behavior.
akkor maga előtt tolja a talajon az összes port és koszt.
Because what it does, that it is sweeping up all the dust in front of it as you pour it out.
Most öntök alá innen egy kis cseppfolyós nitrogént, és itt meg fogjuk látni, hogy mi van, mely mennyiségű por van alatta.
Now I try to pour in some liquid nitrogen, and on the other side you will see the amount of dust that comes out below the...
Ott érdemes megnézni, ott a drótok mellett szép nagy pormacskák vannak, az egyiket én föl is fogom emelni,
some huge pieces of dust come out just by pouring liquid nitrogen through.
Itt van, tessék csak megnézni. Hát itt a, ezeket a pormacskákat lehet innen kiűzni, de mondom, ennek az a magyarázata, ott is van egy pár darab, tehát nem az akarításban van, hanem az a lényeg a dolgnak, hogy ott egyszerűen nem létezik beférni alá.
And of course it's not a problem of cleaning, but it's the interesting thing is that you cannot use your sweeper or your broom below this table, but with liquid nitrogen it works pretty well. So at home you could also try it out.
Én azt hiszem, egy egész kicsit rendet fogok tenni itt az asztalon, mert a hát a következő részben egy kicsit az elektromosság témakörébe fogunk átmenni. Miközben pakolok, szeretnék beszélni.
Now let me go to the field of electricity.
207 évvel ezelőtt.
So first of all, I'll introduce something which was discovered 207 years ago by an Italian scientist. It gave a great impulse. And the name of the scientist is Alessandro Volta.
Alessandro Volta föltalálta a voltaféle elemet.
And he invented the
és ez a voltaféle elem,
the battery,
amit gyakorlatilag azt megelőzőleg egyetlen tápegység sem tudott, tetszőleges nagyságú tápegységet.
Whose advantage is that you could, by changing its parameters, you could produce any size of power supply. Either these power supplies were producing too large voltages that produced too much, that resulted in a strong current whenever you didn't need it, or some of them, some other power supplies produced too low currents. So in one case, very strong currents could be produced, in the other case, very faint currents.
Különböző fém közé betett egy
Alessandro Volta,
ezek tulajdonképpen egy úgynevezett voltaféle elemet, egy galván elemet hoztak létre.
Galvanic,
a galván elemeknek a feszültsége nem nagy, ma is egy cellának a feszültsége nem
cells,
másfél voltos. És hogyha azt szeretnénk, hogy
typical 1.5 volts that we usually buy today, and if you put them in, connect them in series, then you can produce currents out of it. And if you want larger voltages, or different amount of pressure, different amount of power, then you should produce different size of these cells. Otherwise, the basic principle is the same. Now I show 24 pieces of batteries of 9 volts. It's a very simple principle of how to connect them. You have to connect the positive and negative poles of the batteries. And if you connect them in series, then you will have already 18 volts out of these two 9-volt batteries. So if you have a long series of these batteries, then you may produce a very large voltage. Right now I'm having a limit of 1000 volt in this instrument, in this voltmeter. So let me put the two electrodes on the two edges, and then we'll see how much water we get. Now everyone can see these 24 pieces of batteries produce roughly 200 volts. First I show you a bulb that is that produces light at 5 watts, which should operate on 230 volts, so we can clearly see it. It is operating. Normally it should operate at normal main supply. So don't try to check the availability of voltage using your tongue, because these types of seriously connected batteries can produce such a voltage that could be dangerous for your life. So be careful to do these experiments, to repeat these experiments at home.
In
the next experiment, we will see that twice or three times as many batteries can produce twice or three times as much effect. So now we connect another series of these batteries. And now we have a long series which produces around 400 volts. And this is quite a big amount of energy. So three times as much as already can be produced. And now we have three times so many batteries connected in series as before. Now we have roughly 600 volts altogether. So let's take even more batteries together. And now we have four times as much as before, so probably the overall voltage is going to be 800 volts. So let's see. It's true, this is the amount of voltage that we're going to use. I would like to add to this is that these batteries that you can see here are the ones that were just thrown out to the garbage, because they are already useless for some people. But if you connect them together, and you don't have to buy them as new, but you can just connect the ones, collect the ones that are thrown out, and that is still usable for these purposes. And now we are going to charge up a capacitor using these batteries. And perhaps you know the energy. A capacitor can be used to store energy in it. And if I connect these two wires, then you can see that nice sparks are produced. So that shows the amount of energy that can be produced. And I have two capacitors connected in series, and additionally there is a little coil of 50 turns connected in series to that. And first what I'm going to do is to charge the capacitors, and then we will connect it to the coil afterwards. So first let us charge up the capacitors. When I connect the capacitor into the circuit, please notice that the voltage will drop a little bit, but it takes time, and then it increases again. The voltage increases back again, and now we have charged up our capacitor. And now this additional aluminum ring is placed on top of our 50 turn coil. And now we're going to make a short circuit within using the capacitors. Now first let us talk about the amount of energy that you can store in a capacitors. The amount of energy you can store in it is 1/2 CV². If you calculate this, you will end up with about 64 joules. How much is that? Is that a lot or is that just a few energy, a small amount of energy? And you have to they always tell me that I have to explain this even to a lawyer. And in order to do that, I would ask a lawyer to open the book of laws. And there it is written that if you have a gun, a handgun, then the energy of a bullet leaving the gun is 7.2 joules only, or above, then you need a special license to hold this weapon. So then now you can compare how much 7.2 is compared to 64, which is in the capacitor. And now if I connect it, we have seen that there was a little sound, and this aluminum ring jumped up and flew up to the ceilings. So let's repeat the experiment again. But thanks God, not all the energy is converted from the capacitor into the ring, because otherwise it would just hit the wall so much that it would break it. And it fell back into its box again. That's what I wanted to do on purpose. Let me add that the invention of the Volta battery was used a lot in a wide sense in experiments and in studying the effect of currents and the phenomena together about in connection with currents. Somewhat later, couple of 100 years in the 19th century, Hans Christian Ørsted discovered that currents have a magnetic effect. And here we have a very simple battery supply instead of Volta batteries. And this battery can power supply can produce 50 amperes of current as maximum. And now we have a wire which is going to conduct the electricity, and it is connected. It is hanging close to a magnetic, a permanent magnet. And you can see the wire wraps up the permanent magnet, depending on if I turn on or turn off the current. We have another knob to change the direction of the current. And if we do this, then it wraps up in the opposite direction by changing the direction of the current. We can also let the wire to wrap up, and if we just change the direction of the current, then it wraps down and up again. So it's really amusing.
Akkor azt is megmutattuk, hogy az áramnak hőhatása is van. Ezek itt a részen ez nagyon jól mutat.
Tehát and since we see a little bit of smoke effect, then we can also feel that the current produced has some heating effect.
Nem egy tucat tápegység. Annyit szeretnék elmondani, hogy a Ezután következő részben még azért, hogy a kondenzátorunk
the next part,
megértsük, hogy hogyan emelkedett fel az aluminium.
Before understanding how this little aluminum ring has jumped up from the coil in the previous experiment, now we will discuss another experiment discovered by Michael Faraday, and it's about induction. Now let me hang up two aluminum rings. In a way that they could be hanging parallelly. And if I put my strong permanent magnet close to the ring, then there is no effect with it. But if I push the magnet within the inside the ring, then it starts to move. If you ask me why, then many people would say that I'm doing this so fast that it's the air pressure that is changing, and that's the reason why this pendulum effect starts to appear. In order to show a different experiment, I can show that without, even with the same way, this effect doesn't appear in the other ring, and the reason is that it has been cut at a certain place. So let us try to understand what happens. The change of magnetic field produces a rotating electric field that produces motion of charges within the ring. And these current running in these rings produces a new magnetic field which makes an interaction with the permanent magnet that I'm pushing inside. First the lines of forces go in, the mechanical motion of the magnet produces a changeable magnetic flux, a magnetic field within the rings. First I push the north pole of the permanent magnet, and we have to check which is the direction of the motion of the ring. When I put in, it goes away. When I draw back, then it comes back. Now let's change the direction. If I change the polarity, then I see perfectly the same phenomenon. It shows that it doesn't matter which direction I should push the permanent magnet inside. So therefore this aluminum ring behaves. So this ring behaves in a rough way as a modest girl having some interaction with a boy. So as a summary, we have to say that the effect is called Lenz's law. So there is an interaction between the magnetic field produced by the current within the rings and the permanent magnet that is originally producing the effect. The next experiment shows this phenomenon in a different way. Let me show a very, very strong magnet in my hand. If it falls, if I let it fall, then you can hear a sound. Then we can check that gravity never fails. But if I let it fall onto this other piece of metal, this is a copper metal, and there is it slows down and there is no sound. In the first case, it falls without any breaking. In the second case, it falls onto the copper, but it slows down. And since the permanent magnet falling onto the metal produces currents within the metal, and that current produces a magnetic field that is opposite, that opposes the original magnetic field. And you can do the opposite effect by lifting, trying to lift up the copper, the permanent magnet using the copper piece of metal. When you lift it up, then you do some change, and therefore as change is introduced, then there is a attraction between the magnetic, the permanent magnet, but in the other direction there was a repulsion. So by approaching there is a repulsion when separating. If I do this experiment, as you can see on the picture, again you don't see any, or don't hear any sound, because this produces a very slow, a slowing effect. Now let us go back to the original experiment. When we had a capacitor connected in series, which was charged up to about 64 volts, then as connected to the coil, it produces a very large current, and that produces a very large magnetic field, a changing magnetic field within the coil. And aluminum ring placed on top of it produced a changing magnetic, a changing magnetic field produces a electric field that induces a current within the aluminum ring, and this repulsion effect seen before makes it to fly away. And now I show you, I'd like to show you a somewhat similar experiment. In this case, we have a coil here. Here we have a much larger coil, and the capacitor is a lot larger. And now I, since so much voltages appear here, I will use a switch, and I'm not going to touch it by hand. And instead of this aluminum ring, we are using a little tube that is bought in pharmacy, and now I try to focus it. And there is a switching effect here.
Annyit szeretnék megmutatni, egy kondenzátort az ember magára hagy.
Just let me tell you that whenever you leave a capacitor alone, there will be a little spark by making a short circuit. I will discuss, or I will explain a bit later, but first of all let me explain what happens with this new case. Let us first charge up these capacitors. These capacitors have 7,500 microfarads, so you can store a lot of energy within the capacitors.
Mennyire szép áramot tudunk használni, tehát 400 voltnál megállunk. Ez azt jelenti, hogy
so now we are charging up to 400 volts roughly.
Most átcsatolom a másik kondenzátorra.
Now let's do with the other capacitor.
Ezt is feltöltöm.
We charge up to 400 volts, both of the capacitors, using the Volta batteries. So in both cases we have 400 volts, and now we connect these capacitors onto the coil which is prepared. And now we kept quiet. We see that there is no flying away, but what we see is that there is a very simple way of plastic shaping. So where the coil was, the diameter of the tube became much smaller. It got squeezed. So the connection of these capacitors into the circuit produces a very large current. Altogether, the two, the coil and the coil and the capacitor together, they produce for a short time about 1,000 current, 1,000 ampere of current. A very fast process takes place within this tube.
Amely ennek a hatását gyöngíteni igyekszik, vagyis ez a két áram egymással szembe folyik.
So the current produced into the tube had to be an opposite direction. And because the currents had to repel each other, therefore the diameter had to decrease. And this is actually one of the ways using magnetic field to make some shaping, which they call plasticity shaping. And in my youngster times, I have seen in a long time ago that fuses produced in some factories connected to some leads needs a very strong pressure. In order to perform this, there are several ways how to connect pressurized leads with a fuse.
Az alakváltozás létrejött, mindig volt benne egy pici aszimmetria, és ez a pici aszimmetria a képlékeny alakváltozást az létrejött, de benne az a kerámia rúd mindig erre.
Unfortunately, many of these traditional ways how to make a shaping was usually asymmetric, but using this magnetic type of shaping produces a symmetric shape.
Az aktiloszkópusok azok manapság már igen nagy szerepet játszanak a bűnüldözésben. Ők azok, akik kinyomozzák, hogy pontosan mi történt. Ha egy komoly daktiloszkópusnak, vagy valami komoly, mondjuk elkipoárónak odaadnánk ezt a tégelyt, és azt mondanánk, hogy itt van az a terem.
Some policeman
találja meg benne, hogy mi alakította magát ezt az anyagot.
In usual cases, when detectives are asked to find out why what happened, and then it's very hard to understand this anymore. Very hard to find out why the and how this reshaping took place. And it's even with modern technology, it's very relatively difficult to find out how it is produced if you really don't know the details.
Amelyet meg szeretnék mutatni, az megint csak az indukcióval fog foglalkozni meglepő módon.
The next experiment is going to use induction again.
Ezeket, ami biztos alapján gyorsan elpakerolom innen. Nagyon szeretek barkácsolni eszközöket, és egy olyan eszközt szeretnék megmutatni, amit magam barkácsoltam össze,
I like to think to build things myself by hand, and now I'm going to show something that I made myself at home. The first thing that I want to show you is this little box. Within you have three things. First, a power supply, CD player, and an amplifier from a car radio. These three things are connected to each other that produce music, or sound at least. You will see that this CD player, pressing the play button, and something is going on, and then you can get the left and right channel out of these CD. Let me pick up a coil and connect it instead of the loudspeaker. If someone touches this coil, you can even touch and feel the very variable magnetic field around this coil. You can't feel it, unfortunately, but if you take a piece of magnet inside, I can feel that it is vibrating. Put the magnet onto your ear. I can hear the music. And if you want to listen to music for everyone, what is happening here? Here we have an alternating current, and this alternating current is connected to the music which is played by the CD player. But here there is no way to produce sound. Perhaps you know about guitars. Some of the guitars have a resonator, and some of the electric guitars don't. But now we need a resonator. And so let me pick up a teapot. And this teapot is producing a teapot radio. Which is not yet hi-fi quality, but we are still working on it. So in the coil there is a variable time-varying magnetic field that is enhanced by the presence of the strong magnet, and that produces within the metallic teapot produces some currents that enhances the as a resonator. And this is a very simple way to understand induction. And the only thing you need some coil, a little magnet, and a teapot, metallic teapot, of course. In the next case, let's try to understand induction a little bit more, further ahead. In the next case, we're going to have a coil, which is connected to a loudspeaker. And connected to this coil and loudspeaker, there is no battery connected, but you can clearly hear the sound of the loudspeaker just placing the coil at the end of the wire to the coil, which is connected already to the CD player. Now, by moving the relative position between the two coils, you can just change the volume of the sound,
minél távolabb.
And as you put it further away, then the loud decreases. But you can also rotate. And by rotation you can also change the volume of the sound. And this is by changing the induction between, the mutual induction between the two coils. When the coil gets closer to the other coil, then the coupling is getting stronger, and that produces a better, a louder sound. But if you put the coil close to the other coil, then you can also change the volume by rotating one of the coils. In the next part, let me show another one, another loudspeaker with two coils. These two coils are connected in series.
And
if I place one of the coils or the other one, then you feel roughly the same volume. The two coils are roughly the same. If you put the two coils together, then you hear nothing. The only thing you have to do is that you rotate one of them. In one case, they produce the same induction in the same direction, but if you rotate one of them, then the opposite induction will produce a good coupling between the small coils and the large coil.
Bevezetésére arra, hogy valaki hajlamos legyen megtanulni azt a képletet, ahol ide föl van írva, ami valami delta phi per delta t hányados, amely negatív előre.
And if you watch up, look up the blackboard and you will see a formula including delta phi over delta t, that is the one which is related to induction.
Az életünkből nem írtható ki. Hiába próbálkoznánk azzal.
But induction cannot be expelled from our life. There are lots of many different places where induction appears. Let me remind you, a cassette player or a video cassette player. These magnetic tapes are using the variable magnetic field that is produced by the head of the cassette player, and that can record the signal onto the cassette. If you do it again on the opposite direction, then the cassette, the information stored or the signal stored in the cassette can produce an induction onto the head, and that will give music or whatever information that we had on the cassette. Very similar effect appears in hard disks within computers. In that case you have a disk which is rotating, and that is roughly the same effect.
Akkor egy olyasmire fogok hivatkozni, hogy a mobiltelefonra, amit azt hiszem senki nem mondana manapság ma már le róla.
And if even if you want to, if you have mobile phones that also work and operate using induction.
A következőkben egy másik témával fogunk foglalkozni.
The next part we are going to
átalakítom a terepet.
Turn on to a different topic.
Egy másik témakör is jön. Egy vákumszivattyú lesz az egyik főszereplőnk.
One of the important instruments we use is a vacuum pump and a little vacuum bell. Below the vacuum bell we see something. Actually we see a balance. And the two lever arms, one of them is a little metallic sphere and a large glass sphere. And we can clearly see they are balanced. So it means that the mass of the two objects is the same. So now I put the bell on top and let me pump the air out of the of this bell. Let us connect it to the vacuum pump. As we turned on, we can clearly see that the balance is destroyed, and the white and the light, the seemingly lighter glass sphere becomes heavier. He goes back to Archimedes, who was living a couple of hundred years ago, who once sitting in the bathtub realized that he felt himself lighter. Perhaps you remember the details. And he found out that there is a force which is called the buoyancy force, depending on the volume of the object merged into a medium. But this doesn't appear only in liquids, but also in gases. At the beginning, the balance was made in normal air under normal atmospheric pressure. But as we pumped out the air to produce vacuum or close to vacuum, then the buoyancy force coming from the air environment, the lack of the air environment, resulted in a decrease of a force acting on the large glass sphere. And as we add the air again, we will see that the balance is restored. Slowly. So what I wanted to show that even not only in liquids like water do we feel a buoyancy force, but also in normal air. And so the glass sphere became lighter just proportional to the amount of air taken out from the bell. Now we do an experiment in favor of younger people to understand what vacuum is. First, let me take some shaving foam.
Ezzel a fogóval én ki fogom nyitni a borotvaharnak a tetejét, azt az adagolót én leszereltem róla, ami kényelmesen az arcnak az ívéhez pontosan igazítja a habot, és most ide fölé fogom helyezni ezt a...
I will try to open the container, and we will fill it up with shaving foam, this Alemeyer flask.
Ezt a borotvahabot betesszük ide a vákumbúrába.
So let us put it in the same place as before, in under the vacuum chamber.
Na most, ha valaki tudja, hogy egy borotvahab az úgy néz, hogy nagyon sok kis apró buborék is.
And as you might know, vacuum foam is a lot of bubbles, contains a lot of bubbles, so you can easily imagine what's going to happen as you turn on the vacuum pump. What happens is that these, as we will see, we have to add the tube. And now, so as we can see that the foam comes out, and so these tiny bubbles within the foam get inflated, and so the volume of the foam will increase so much that a lot of foam will appear due to vacuum.
akkor lehet ezt művészetnek is felfogni, nézzék meg.
If I want to be make a joke, it looks like an art. It's like an artistic result.
Hát amíg ezen a műalkotás alakulásán gyönyörködünk, azért el szeretném mondani, hogy a légritka térrel már a középkorban is foglalkoztak.
Meanwhile, this happens. Let me tell you that about Vacu, many people have been working like Otto von Guericke in the medieval times. And I would like to show you an instrument. Just before, let us look what happens if air is left inside.
Az eredetinél lényegesen kisebb állapotú lesz, már csak azért is, mert ugye
and now the volume of the foam will decrease and shrink.
Ezekből a kis gömböcskékből megszökött a gáz, és ennek eredményeként, amikor visszaáll az eredeti nyomás, akkor szinte egy ilyen kenhető massza lesz.
And now because most of the gas left from these bubbles of the foam, then what happens is that the there is a little mass which comes out. So the new instrument that we are going to use. Is the object introduced by Otto von Guericke. And this is the vacuum gun or cannon of Otto von Guericke. And this was really invented as a fighting weapon. And the acceleration using gases is a lot more effective. Here we see a tube which is about 1.5 meters long, both ends filled up with cellophane, closed with cellophane. And beforehand, before closing it, I put in a table tennis ball inside.
Mint hogy a vákumszivattyúhoz hozzá fogjuk kötni most kivételesen ezt a eszközt, így.
Now we connect it to a vacuum pump.
Nézzük meg, hogy a lövedékünk ez egy ilyen 3 mm-es üveglapra fog csapódni.
And it is going to the missile is going to hit a piece of glass with a thickness of 3 mm. The vacuum that you can produce with this vacuum pump is about 3 orders of magnitude smaller than atmospheric pressure. And when I open the cellophane ending, then air will
magával fogja tolni ezt a labdát, és gyakorlatilag ezen a másfél méteres
the air will gyakorlatilag implode into the tube, so the acceleration will be of the table tennis ball will be very effective.
Ugye annyit megtehetünk, hogy kinyitom szépen ezt a szivattyút. Azt fogjuk látni, hogy a két végén
one could note that this cellophane tries to go inside the tube because of the decrease of pressure within the tube. So the only thing I have to do is to make a little opening at one end. I'd like to draw your attention that there will be a big sound effect.
Jó, akkor most fogom elindítani.
So the effect was very high. As you could clearly see.
A tapsot szeretném a fizika nevében megköszönni, nem nekem szólnom.
I'd like to thank the applause in name of physics and not myself, of course. I'm just showing what physics can do.
Vagy nem pingpongozott eddig, azért nem tudom, ki tud akkor átütni, hogy a pingpong.
I'd like to show you how much damage has been done on the table tennis ball, and I guess you could never hit it so much as to produce such a destruction.
Ez a körülbelül 35 mm-es átmérőjű csövön, az egy igen nagy felület, az egyik oldalon légköri nyomás van, a másik oldalon
pedig. So one side of this tube is atmospheric pressure. Inside there is a very little pressure,
so
the velocity of the peak velocity is about 200 meters per second of this ball, and the mass was about 1.4 gram of this little ball. So you can clearly see that the glass was broken completely. At home you can try to use with a normal way table tennis balls, but you will never break any glass with it.
Egy hasonló módon fogunk gyorsítani.
A very similar experiment will be done, but the mechanism will be a little bit different. And now what we're going to shoot is a pencil. This is a simple pencil, normal pencil. It's sharpened. Let us look at it.
Ezt fogjuk betenni ebbe a csőbe.
We place it into a little tube with roughly the same diameter as the pencil.
Fa deszka található, ők lesznek a céltárgy.
At the end there are two boards, wooden boards.
A többi hozzáfűzésemet majd a kísérlet elvégzése után fogom elmondani. Most hozzá fogom kötni azt.
The only thing I tell you now is that I connect to this tube a fire extinguisher that is going to produce the energy for the motion of the pencil. So now let me connect the tube to the extinguisher.
Eltűnik az egyik halmazállapot. Ebben a tartályban csak két halmazállapot van. Szilárd és szilárd halmazállapot.
Container we only have carbon dioxide in liquid and gaseous form. So the pressure within is about 64 times as much as normal atmospheric pressure.
Bocsássák meg, ezen a kisrendén nem fogok kapkodni. Szépen le fogok ellenőrizni minden egyes részt, hogy úgy legyen.
I have to check everything because this is a little bit dangerous experiment.
Itt van benne a ceruza.
So that nothing will move during the experiment.
Ebből az irányból gyorsítani egy másfél.
So there will be 64 a pressure which is 64 times as much as normal pressure.
Annyit elmondok, hogy amikor
to accelerate the pencil.
És az egyik deszkán átrepült a ceruza. Akkor azt mondtam, hogy két deszkával fogunk kísérletezni.
The reason why I put two boards, because in one of the once when I did this experiment, the pencil went through one board, so I put now an additional one. Now I have to connect everything and tighten the screws. No one is sitting behind it.
Egyébként úgy van megkonstruálva, hogy amikor az ember megnyomja, akkor nagyon hirtelen egyszer nagy mennyiségű gázt tudunk kinyomni. És amint látják,
and as you can see,
a lövés hatására
the pencil went through.
Mindjárt meg fogom mutatni, föl fogom mutatni. A ceruzánk. Ceruzánk egyik hegye, egy egyik végén itt a hegye itt látszik. Hát át sikerült lőni a ceruzával így, amint látják, összetudtuk.
We can see that both boards are connected using the pencil.
Én arra gondoltam, hogy megismételjük a kísérletet, gondolom, hogy ezt többen örülnek ennek. Szeretnék egy olyat csinálni, hogy itt is jöjjön ki a szerúza véget. Van esély arra, hogy a következőben ez ki fog jönni, és akkor fogjuk látni, hogy amit itt az egyik kedves látogatónk mondott, hogy ebben már nem lehet írni, ez nem biztos, hogy így van.
I'll try to do the experiment again and show that perhaps the pencil will come out in the other direction, in the other end, and maybe still with the sharpened edge.
Tessék? Nem, most egy kicsit közelebb fogjuk tenni a... Még ezt kell itt szépen lerugdítani.
We have to fix with clamps the boards.
Jó. Akkor ezt itt szét kell csavarnunk.
Now one has to unscrew these devices.
Veszünk még egy szerúzát, mert még az van. Mellé lövünk egyet. Nem lehet kiszedni, az úgy van benne, hogy azt onnan egy darabban biztosan nem lehet kiszedni, ha csak nem leégetjük körbe a deszkát.
There is no way to take the pencil out of the board, except if you burn it up.
Azt hiszem, hogy ez jobban sikerült.
Now the shoot,
shot
was done and the end came out on the other side.
Megkérjük az operatőröket, hogy mindjárt meg fogják mutatni, meg körbe is fogunk vinni. Tehát az a nagyon érdekes.
We'll try to ask technical assistance to show that the end of the pencil that came out still contains the end, the sharpened end.
Egyszer már meséltem arról, hogy az anyagnak nem tulajdonsága, hogy rugalmas. Ugyancsak az anyagnak a
I just explained a couple of minutes ago that the plasticity is just a state of matter. So it depends on the interaction, how plastic or how rigid material is. But with large velocity, there is a lot better, lot bigger rigidity.
Elnézést, ezt én szeretném kibiztosítani, ami biztos alapon.
We'll try to unscrew the device because it should be safe.
Annyit szeretnék mondani, hogy manapság a fizika tanításával sok gond van. Azt mondják, hogy a gyerekeink elfordulnak a fizikától.
I just like to tell you that there is a problem with physics teaching.
Azt jelenti, hogy megkérdeztek egy komoly
gyerekeket. People, whenever you ask children, they don't like physics so much.
És évek óta nagyon hátul kullog a fizika.
Unfortunately, it's been the last one that people liked. And now it's only step up one place because people hate grammar a little bit more. But one of the reasons for this is that there is a problem that they are not teaching it in, they are not teaching enough, so there is not enough experiments in which people could learn about physics.
Ez egy veszélyes dolog, mert mind a két oldal számára előbb-utóbb fájdalmassá válik. És ez
the problem is that
we cannot neglect experiments. Szinte kísérleti eszköz nélkül is lehet kísérletezve fizikát tanítani.
And so now I'd like to show that there is no need for special devices.
Akár mennyire csóró is egy iskola, egy ilyen eszköz.
Such a device is a
nézzük meg, hogy milyen kísérletet egy ilyen eszközzel bemutatni. A feladat az
lesz, let me show you an experiment using this broomstick. So this is connected, this experiment is connected to trying to find out where the center of mass of the broomstick is. So if you put some stand below the center of mass, then it will stay in balanced. In some way you could find it iteratively. Let's try to do it in one type of measurement. How can we do this? It's quite simple. We have to take the two ends. We put our two fingers below, and I try to approach the two fingers towards each other. The one which is more further away from the center of mass is sliding easier because there the friction will be reduced. And so if you do this slow enough, then finally the two fingers will meet each other, and that is the place where the center of mass is. Thank you very much.
Előjük meg ezt a helyet, és ez most a tömegközi pontja ennek a söprűnek.
This seems to be the center of mass of the
ennek a kiterjedt testnek a tömegközi pontját. A tömegközi pont megváltoztatására nagyon alkalmas.
One way to do this is that we have to take a rag, for instance.
Ezt akasszuk rá.
And this wet rag will be placed on one end of the broomstick, and I will try to check if there is any change in the center of mass. And now if I do it appropriately, then I will find a new position of the center of mass. And if the teacher is enthusiastic enough, can find useful instruments to play with and to show experiments. So let me do some excitement, and let's try to do an experiment with this broomstick.
Két tessenek kifáradni, de lehetőleg a széléről, hogy ne kelljen mindenkit fölborogatni. És az lenne a feladat, hogy ezt így
viszintesen
kéne tartani.
The only thing you have to do is to hold it two ends.
Kicsit ferdináljunk, nem tudom, hogy látszik ez jól. És akkor szükségünk van még két eszközre, két pohárra, amelyeket összekötöttem.
Now I need two cups, a mug and a cup in fact.
Tehát az lesz a feladat, hogy egy madzaggal én ezeket összekötöttem.
I connected them with a thread.
Próbáljuk meg először inkább mégiscsak így. Jó? Így egy kicsit arrébb. Ezt a bögrét átejtem ezen a...
The larger mug is hanging from one side. And the other one is placed at eye level. The question, what happens if I let them move?
Mit gondolnak? Úgy is tehetném, hogy kiadna akár egy lyukas garast is bármelyik pohárért a kísérlet elvégzése után.
Would you give a...
Elengedem, és amint látják,
a
pohár biztosan túléli a kísérletet.
After the experiment, and it turns out that these two cups, the cup and the mug, they survived the experiment. And of course the heavier goes down due to gravity, but the other one is pulling it is the heavier is pulling the lighter cup, and it starts to rotate around, and it makes a wrapping motion around the broomstick on top of each other, and it's so tightly connected that it will never slide down. If you believe in physics and you might want to make some adventure, then you should try it out, you even using mice chinaware from Meissen, even if it's an expensive. But there is some, there are some tricks. For instance, the ratio of the mass of the two objects should be, should not vary too much. They shouldn't be the same, and they shouldn't be, the ratio shouldn't be bigger than 3. Excuse me, it shouldn't be smaller than 3, but it shouldn't be bigger than 5. But it can happen, some additional effects, some byproduct can come out, especially for a big ratio of masses, then one of them can break during this rotation.
Igen. Okay. A következő kísérletben egy középiskolai élményemre szeretnék.
The next experiment I would like to give an account of an adventure I felt during my high school time.
Az egyébként egy példátlan nagy élmény volt, nem kis felelősség.
I had a physics teacher in high school who made me love physics, and once upon a time she came in,
aki a legelvetemültebb és a legkevésbé félősebb, az az ő fején kalapáccsal diótör.
And she said that the one who doesn't, he's not afraid, can break nuts on the top of her head. And of course, a big part of this, of the class wanted to do this. And again, here also, we are trying to ask a volunteer to help me to break some nuts, to crack some nuts on the top of the head, on my head. I'd like to ask an adult, not a child.
Legyen szíves leellenőrizni ezeket a dolgokat, hogy ez valóban egy kalapács.
First of all, let us check that this is really a good hammer, and these are real nuts.
Hát akkor ide tessék állni, nem tudom, jobb kezes vagy bal kezes? Jó, azért gondoltam, hogy inkább ide.
So,
I'd
like you to stand beside me. The only difference I make, I put a little a mass on top of my head. I just hold it in position. Next, I'd like to tell you that the story within my high school.
Az a lényeg a dolgnak, hogy ő akkorát ütött a dióra, hogy a diónak az összes darabja szart szeneszét ment. Az lenne a kérésem.
So the kid that really did this experiment with my school at in the high school time hit the hammer so much, hit the not so so strongly that it flew away in many places. So let us try. With the same effort. I have life insurance, but I also learned physics. I asked you a lot stronger hit, a lot bigger, as if you wanted the performance to finish. Please, a much stronger.
Vegye el a kezét. Van egy ötletem. Elmondok egy viccet, és akkor megérted, hogy mi a kérés. Hogyan lehet beverni úgy egy szöget, hogy nem üt az ember biztosan a kezére?
How can you hit a nail on somewhere without hitting your hand? The way you have to do it, you have to hold the hammer with two hands. So please hit me much stronger with two hands. Now you did it fine.
Az a helyzet, hogy ennél a pontnál a tanárnő és a gyerek.
At this point in my high school time, the child and the teacher had to replace places, exchange places.
Abszolút, jól van. Na most az a helyzet, hogy ezek után az történt, hogy a tanárnő odaállt a gyerek mellé, és a diókat egymás után törte meg, így, ugye nem fáj.
And then my teacher also broke net, the nuts on top of the head of this, on the student. And then she started to talk about the law of inertia. This is a very special type of physics. And first of all, we have to look at the nuts. We need a large enough force on hitting the nuts in order to crack it. But we do this very fast. And because there is a very heavy mass on top of the head, then there is no problem because this big piece of mass doesn't move under the effect or under the force exerted by the hammer. Sometimes inertia could be good, sometimes it's bad. In some cases, you can use it up. For instance, when you play football and you have a big weight, then it's easier to run around somebody. But to run fast, you need a small weight in order to. So keep this nut because. Because with physics you earn this.
Igazából a következőt szeretném még elmondani, hogy van egy olyan kísérlet, ami most következik, megint csak cseppfolyós nitrogénnel fogunk kísérletezni. És szeretném megmutatni, cseppfolyós nitrogén segítségével hogyan tudunk cseppfolyós oxigént.
In the next experiment we are going to produce liquid oxygen using liquid nitrogen. And we need this liquid oxygen for this subsequent experiments.
Itt van a cseppfolyós nitrogén.
So let me pour out some liquid nitrogen.
És állványt kell összeállítsak.
And I have to put a stand to build up a stand.
Aha. Ezt kerestem, csak nem tud beszélni. Ebbe az állványba fogunk rögzíteni egy desztilláló tartályt, amely desztilláló tartályt.
First we will put a distilling
ez a
container on this stand,
vele,
which can be used to produce condensation of oxygen
módon.
Using liquid nitrogen.
A cseppfolyós nitrogénnek a hőmérséklet, amelyen forr, az mínusz 197 Celsius, ha úgy tetszik 77 Kelvin.
Liquid nitrogen is boiling at 77 Kelvin.
Ez a forrás,
which is about 100, minus 197 degrees centigrade.
Ez mintegy 17 fokkal alacsonyabb. Ennek eredményeként
the condensation temperature of oxygen is about 17 degrees cooler.
És ebből fogunk egy keveset összegyűjteni.
And if I can still cool down the air, then most of it will produce, will liquefy, will condense into liquid oxygen.
És hogy emlékeztessem önöket, öntünk egy kis cseppfolyós nitrogént ide is. Ezt a cseppfolyós nitrogént már emlékezetből kéne ismerni, ugye egy szintelen, szaktalan,
just to show liquid nitrogen again.
Folyadékról beszélünk.
Ez a folyadék. This is a transparent liquid with no odor, no color.
Ugye erre csak azért szeretném fölhívni a figyelmet, mert azt hiszem, hogy talán az óra elejéről lehet, hogy nem emlékeznek. No, ezt én ide beleöntöm, és akkor tessék nézni a teáskannának ezt az alját, ezen az alján.
And the lower part of the teapot, it's getting wet. From this wet liquid, which is dropping, we'll try to collect the drops coming out, coming down from the from the teapot.
Hát azt tudom mondani, hogy ezt így közelről nagyon jól lehet látni. Nincs az a videókamera, amely megmutatná, hogy itt folyik lefele egy folyadék, de ha önök ide alulra fordulnak, ide, akkor itt lehet látni, hogy egy másik fajta folyadék kell szaporodni.
És and you can see the drops and the pouring down of the liquid. And within the new this double walled container, the liquid which appears as liquid oxygen.
Az első, hogy szeretném megmutatni, hogy a cseppfolyós oxigén, meg van egy nagyon érdekes tulajdonság.
First, I'd like to show that this liquid oxygen is a paramagnetic material similar to aluminum.
Háromféle különböztetünk meg, a ferromágnes, amit azt hiszem
magnetic material, magnetism in materials are three kind. First of all, the one which you can see in permanent magnets, these are called ferromagnetic materials. They can attract metallic materials.
A paramágnesek pontosan ugyanígy viselkednek.
The second type of materials are paramagnetic. It's quite similar to ferromagnetic, but it's the effect is a lot smaller, orders of magnitude smaller. And here we have a very strong magnet. And first, just to compare, I will pour some nitrogen, liquid nitrogen. And as expected, liquid nitrogen just goes through and it doesn't stay. Nothing stays within the permanent magnet. That is to say, there is no effect, meaning that this is not a paramagnetic material. Let's try to pour liquid oxygen onto this permanent magnet.
Cseppfolyós oxigént először is nézzük meg. Egyáltalán nem mondhatnánk kristálytisztának.
First of all, this is not at all transparent. It has a little bit of gray color. It looks a little bit blue.
Mert hogy itt kevésbé gőzölög a teáskannánk, és ideöntünk egy keveset. Azt lehet megfigyelni, hogy amikor odaöntöm, akkor a pofák között ott marad.
And if I pour in, it, you can see that the oxygen stays between the two poles of the of the permanent magnet. Mostly people think that there are either magnetic or non-magnetic materials, but as you can clearly see that this is a liquid, and nevertheless it keeps it is kept between the two poles of the magnet.
Ott marad. Talán megmutatom még egyszer. Igazából egy dologgal vagyok még adós. Praktikusan, hogy szeretném bebizonyítani, hogy ez tényleg oxigén.
One thing is left. We still have to prove that this is really oxygen.
Egy különleges detektor fogok alkalmazni.
And in order to do this, we have to use a special detector.
Öntök egy kis cseppfolyós nitrogént ide, hogy pótoljuk a...
We have to cool the... pot a little bit further to be able to produce
azt tudom mondani, hogy liquid oxygen. Jön, hogyha esetleg az embernek szerencsétlenül jön ki ez a dolog, akkor akár 30 000 forintjába kerül.
The next experiment could cost anybody 30,000 forints because you are not allowed to, you are not supposed to smoke at any place in this university. But in this case, we will make an exception. We'll light up a cigarette, and so it should, by putting it into oxygen, it should behave like normal oxygen.
Először is meggyújtjuk a cigarettát.
Let's light up the cigarette.
Úgy. És akkor ide egy kis cseppfolyós oxigént öntünk. A cseppfolyós oxigén az edénytől.
And if we pour in the oxygen,
elkezd forni.
Then obviously it starts to boil, but at the same time there is no cigarette smoke, but it, the burning of oxygen, burning of the cigarette is perfect. And I would like to advise everyone to use cigarette just for this type of experiment. And in such a short time, all the cigarette burns up and there is no smoke, no ashes. Using oxygen, so it just enhanced burning.
Azt szeretném mondani, hogy van két folyadékunk, az egyik a cseppfolyós nitrogén, amelynek a hőmérséklete minusz 197 Celsius, és van egy másik folyadékunk, a víz, amelynek a forráspontja az plusz 100 fok.
We have two liquids now. One of them is the liquid nitrogen, whose boiling point is minus 196 degrees centigrade. And we have water, which is whose freezing temperature is 0 degrees centigrade, or boiling temperature is 100 degrees centigrade. Now, there is not much of a difference otherwise. Nitrogen has a density of 0.9 times the one of normal liquid water. Now, the molecules also are quite similar. So what should be the reason for such a difference between boiling temperatures, plus 100 and minus 196 degrees centigrade? Now, boiling usually appears when the particle starts to vibrate and they start to move and they acquire energy from the environment. And whenever they try, they get separated, and this is what we call gaseous phase. So first of all, we have to understand what type of forces do these by which these particles interact with each other. For instance, molecules like nitrogen are interacting using van der Waals forces, very weak forces. On the other hand, water molecules interact with each other using a much stronger force, and it is connected to the fact that the charge density, the center of mass of charges, positive and negative charges within oxygen, within water molecule, is they do not fall on top of each other. Therefore, these molecules form a dipole. Now, these molecules like to attract each other, and they produce a bunch of them, produce a cluster. These clusters starts to become much bigger and bigger patches. But looking at nitrogen, you will see that they are a lot well separated. So without, before doing a long theoretical derivation, how can we show that liquid nitrogen is consists usually of small particles, small separated particles, but water consists of clusters of molecules. Now, in order to check this, we need a sieve to separate these two materials, or to show that one of the materials goes through the sieve and the other one doesn't. In this case, let's take a hat for man, which is made out of rabbit fur, and it is made in such a way that it gets stuffed so much so that it doesn't let water through. Especially if you walk in the rain, it will not get wet inside. So probably for water it will be closing, but liquid nitrogen goes through it like the poppy flower seeds go through, and then I can put it on my head and thank you for your attention.
Thank you.